Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Don Schwall. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clinton moves to second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Malzone moves to third. Bresud moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Malzone scores. Bressuit moves to third. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Gardner moves to second. Domzani now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bressuit scores. Gardner moves to third. Geiger moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Gardner scores. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Mike Joyce now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion strikes out. Two outs. Mike Joyce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gardner for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Joyce covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Mike Joyce. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a line drive towards third. Malzahn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schwall takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Bressuit moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Malzone scores. Bressuit moves to third. Schwall moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dean Stone now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bressuit tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Smith moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith moves to third. Two outs. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Dean Stone. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gardner hits a line drive towards third. Smith catches it and throws to second to double up Bressuit. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Geiger hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Ramon Condi pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carrion moves to third. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Condi for the out. Carrion scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.